Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael. April is National Poetry Month, started in 1996 by the Academy of American Poets. It celebrates poetry and the role it plays in our culture. Radio St. Pete welcomes Avni Diaz to the studio today to read a poem from her body of work.
Phone Calls from the Other Side by Avni Diaz. Sappho, the past is large enough for all of us and the animals we have been. The panther Dionysus rides, slinks along Greek stoneware, all pleasure and muscle, and asks, is anger the last pure joy you've saved for yourself? Its heat burns like the weather. When my son screams like fabric tearing, I am his galaxy in flux. His face is a collapse of time and genetics, wearing a dozen grandparents across his forehead, their messages clear. You'll have to be stronger than whatever this is to keep going. They, who packed their families on the last steamer out of port, they, traveling jungles alone by foot, they, the first to reach for a horse and heal an infected hoof. As children, I could feel my brother's sobs through the night and hold them in my own lungs. The bravest thing I've ever done is keep the clay pot of my body intact. Breaking open and stretching open are almost the same thing. Watch the panther drop her jaw, arc her ribs into a question mark without an answer. Note the give she gives herself. Hinges and spines may crack, but flesh oozes free. The ancients believed our sexes were determined by our body heat, and whoever we became aside from that was our calling. Imagine knowing yourself as a temperature and dressing for it, onioning your body in delicious layers, like a burrata of steam and salt, the way a sky will hold bits of its richest thunderheads over a bright beach day. It's hard to see straight without my glasses, but a good heartbreak will sharpen the edges. I remind myself that if I feel like a walking knife blade, it's because we all live for a while as weapons. Rarely do we know it. Rarely do we know anything the moment it's happening, unless it's the crisp break of an apple's shoulder in our mouth. A generous magnolia spreads wide as an unmade bed. How juicy to savor hope for just yourself. Before my son, a man I loved convinced me happiness was given and earned, but I earned by scavenging. So I plumbed between seat cushions for change. I spent my birthday cash on the power bill. So small, the dead jeered from their stadium seats. Have a pastry once in a while. The dead are in cahoots with it all, even God, like the story of the clay pot that never went empty, always full of cold yogurt, even if you didn't want it, the plain sour curd would fill and fill to share and share. The dead get a kick out of my dairy aversion. When a woman leaves you for a possibility instead of a person, she's begun feeding herself again. My shoulders form a question mark against the sky. A slash of gooey orange smears over our roofs. Baby pineapples sprout out of a spike plant. Dear Sappho, I'm holding you in this memory. The last time I went skinny dipping, the night opened up its darkness and I dove into her mouth, where I heard you rushing in my ears. Our vowels pressed together in a blood pulse hymn.